So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in. We are loaded up today. And as I was just saying, coming off talking about the election in Tennessee and what we can glean from it, I'm going to ask Jeff Andrew about that also. But I was on Newsmax. They have me on once a week. Nice guy that's on the other side, sparring partner. And I'm waiting to hear, you know, I had a nugget saved up, that district only went by a half point for Blackburn when she ran. And Trump is Trump. This guy wasn't a great candidate, the Republican. But, there are lessons here for Republicans in this, that, yeah, it is Tennessee, it is red, they should do better. But his lesson was, no. This is what people want. This is going to be one of the fatal flaws. They're not going to settle for a win. They think the wind is at their back. They're going to win with whoever they put up there. So they want some cuckoo bird, crazy, attacking Nashville, attacking bachelorette parties, et cetera. This woman, have you seen her? She's coming back for more. She would be a certified member of the squad. She would fit in beautifully. He said, as a strategist, that's what we want. We want people like this. We want as progressive as possible because we're going to win with that. America supports that. I went through the list, all these vague things they say America supports. So what are the lessons for Republicans? The lessons for Republicans are that the midterms are not going to be easy. The thing that I saw here was they had a tremendous turnout, particularly among Democrats in this district, for an off year. What's that about? They want to get at Trump. What was the other lesson that we've all learned together, thanks to Linda Kearns and Scott Presler? You got to do better in early voting. The left-wing groups came in there for months, and they did a great job of putting on the board a phony score just by, you know, constantly, all out, millions of dollars spent, mail-in ballot, that kind of thing, early voting Tennessee. The Republicans got a scare, and they did come out on Election Day in pretty good numbers, and they won. So those are the lessons out of something like this as we move toward the midterm. You know, and it's hard to say, we really got to worry about them. Yeah, that's going to determine everything here. Because if they win that, it's big trouble for the Trump agenda. By the way, I'm looking at an article today, and Scott Jennings, who was on yesterday, didn't say this exactly, but I think it's a little bit worse with the Dylan Douglas case than we know. That the mama and daddy, according to this column, are furious about it. They can't believe anybody would do that to their son. And even internally at CNN, people are bugging Scott Jennings that CNN crossed the line. Oh my God. And there's mounting pressure for him to apologize. I thought he handled it pretty well, calling Michael Douglas yesterday on my show the elderly Douglas. and saying he would take Catherine Zeta-Jones to a nice seafood restaurant. So I thought the approach was good. The big story that continues to rile people, though, and we are working diligently on it to get you somebody. I mean, these guys are much in demand. More columns today about what's happening in Minnesota with the Somalis. President Trump opening up on them yesterday, and rightfully so, talking about the sheer amount of fraud and abuse. And here's the thing. ICE has gone on and enforced now. And I think you're going to see hundreds or more that will be deported. Finally, what they've been doing has reached the end limit that even the New York Times and all are reporting on, that the over $1 billion that's been stolen and a lot of it sent to terrorist groups in Somalia. So notice how the Afghan thing is receded into the background, even though that was real violence. Now, people resent this every bit as much. They resent this group of people, by and large, who don't want to assimilate. Rich Lowry, who is sort of conservative, National Review and writing in the New York Post today, says this question. Is it too much that anybody that wants to settle into to ask, anybody that wants to settle into this country, that they love America, they love the idea of America, they have a sense of what our system of government is, and they don't resent it. They may not say it's the best in the world, okay, but they don't resent it. They're willing to work with it. Is that too much to ask? So I thought, what is it we expect of people that we embrace and bring into the country? That they love America. If they're coming here simply because it's a job and all that, we don't need them. I'm tired of hearing we need all that. We have Americans that are better than they are to start with. You know, if Albert Einstein wants to apply, I'd consider it. I don't even need European basketball players. Here I go again off of this. I don't need them in the NBA. The NBA would be just fine. I'm not impressed with the Porzingis of the world. Who's injured again, Henry? So there you go. Very few.
The who's?
Porzingis.
Porzingis?
Who cares about Kristaps Porzingis?
Well, he's a European player. That's been much touted, and he's already made $100 million. And that's my example of European players I'm going to stick with. We don't need him. Really, I mean, there are a few rare exceptions that we could listen to. All right, so Jeff Van Drew will be here. We'll have Alan West, and we're going to continue the saga of what happened yesterday with Pete Hegseth in the cabinet. And we'll also talk with Daniel Turner today. But phone lines are 855-839-1210. One more thing. I could not believe it happened during the show yesterday. The figures that were thrown about, the Dell family, what is it, $6.25 billion to set up this system for newborn babies to help be seed money, if you will, for the Trump benefit, the Trump, savings bond. And here's the thing. They talked movingly about it's not just giving the kid money. It's about the whole idea of investing, about money, learning financially, having some interest in that. Because I'm convinced if you understand it a little bit and you have interest in it, you're going to make it in America. Doesn't everybody know that now? Sadly, some people don't grow up in an environment where there's a 401k watch or something like that. They don't have a sense of how money grows. They don't have a sense of possibility in America. You know, the only economy they might see might be a drug deal or something like that. They don't see this. They don't live it every day. Well, this is seed money toward that. And we're trying to find, the last time I had Jeff Yass on, who's a billionaire, talking about his plan for schools and all the money we spend on schools versus what they do here in Philadelphia and other places, how you could have someone when they graduate with a nest egg to do something with their life rather than throwing it away down rat holes in the Philadelphia public school. If you got the Philadelphia public schools $1 billion more a year, what would they do? They would waste more. They're all-time wasters. They wouldn't handle it to produce a better product. They're flawed. They don't know what they're doing. Many of them are not that smart. And the ones that are the ones that don't care to reach that goal. They're looking to feather their own nest. All right. Phone lines, 855-839-1210. Let me give you the side question today, and not as easy as you might think. I had to think long and hard, and my choices were a little bit random. No, I'm Henry. I'm flipping a coin here. I don't know if I sent this to you. I was going to do all-time actresses. You know what? I think I'll do the couples. Last-minute decision.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah,
if you have actress, that's okay. But I'm thinking, did you come up with a lot of female actresses?
I'm trying to be fair. I have a few in mind.
You think it's more limited, though? I'm kind of thinking it's limited.
Oh, well, what is the couple question here?
All-time power couples. All-time celebrity couples.
I think that would work better. Yeah. We can do that.
All right. So we got, because I want to level these two. Apparently, they're putting tremendous pressure. A couple columns today says that Jennings is laughing about it, but at CNN, there's a lot of pressure. Because not only are they threatening, but then they have all their Hollywood, you know what I mean? It's like the whole gaggle. Look at what they did to the son. Can you imagine? You know, this kid's got to say to them, if ever I'm going to make it in this business, you got to shut up. You just can't be doing that. And Scott said Dylan Douglas was a nice enough kid. They were fine. What do you think's going to happen with you? Is he supposed to say, I'm going to give you a layup? Keep prattling, kid, and just sit there and laugh? No, he's a professional. Would I do what Scott did during that? Yes, I would. If the kid is in the ring, the kid gets knocked out. That's the rule. Don't come in the ring. Now, You may not kill him like you would Anna DeVere. You got Anna DeVere on the ropes, and you're going to go in. You're going to go in for the kill. You know, it's like if I'm on a panel with Jim Kenny, I'm going in for they're ringing the bell. No, get off him. Yeah, kind of thing. All right, so let's do the power couples, all-time couples here, real or fictional, will get you on board. Who pops into your mind? This coming off Catherine Zeta-Jones and Michael Douglas.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
The Clintons will take off the board. Okay, yeah, it's a perfect example. Yeah.
Yeah. How about two people that just needed to stop,
right.
You know, smile and wave and enjoy their lives living in castles, gallivanting all over the globe? No, you had to complain about every little thing that comes with being a royal and living the royalty life. And that would be... Meghan Markle and Prince Harry.
Ah, he took mine.
Which one is worse? Now, I would say the rational Dom says Prince Harry because he allows it and goes along with it. But that woman is so insufferable.
Yeah, no.
At Thanksgiving, she would have poisoned people by what she was cooking with the turkey.
That's what I'm saying. Like, she was the poison apple. Like, I mean, how could you give up that kind of life because what? Like, privacy? Yeah. Like, I guess, but...
Yeah, exactly. And to have to go through
now?
It with her, you can't see this. It's not even high maintenance. It's just ridiculous stuff. Yeah.
No, it's bad.
All right. We'll come back to you after the break then, Kirk.
No, yeah, I got one. Bill and Melinda Gates.
Ooh. Okay. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
One wants to kill us by blocking the sun, and the other is giving away his money.
Exactly right.
We got quite a race going on.
Sounds like the Bezoses, too.
Yeah, exactly. Bezoses. Yep, that's it. Yep.
Yeah, Mrs. Bezos has more to give away, I think. But they're in a race. Can you imagine those two over coffee? All right, I'm going to give $1 trillion here. Okay. Here's how you get in, 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is just push #1210. Hit us with that couple. It's ridiculous, but I think it's real. I think there's a lot of pressure on Scott. Yesterday, he laughed about it. He had his pat line. Well, the elderly Michael Douglas, what's he going to do? By the way, too, a question came up how great Scott's hair is from the last show. So, Henry, I need multiple angles on the picture there.
Okay.
I think I would give him credit. It's his real hair. I don't sniff a toupee out. Now, if I'm doing a show with Brett Baer, I don't know. That might be a little difficult. Yeah.
If it doesn't go the way you want, you might have to.
Yeah, exactly. You might have to mail that to you. But, no, Scott is unbelievable. And we got the tickets ready to go. Don't forget, 6 days now, we get Scott Jennings. I mean, who else have we brought that suddenly we got into a feud with Catherine Zeta-Jones and Michael Douglas and their son over nothing, over being on a panel? That's magic. All right. Get those tickets. 1210WPHT.com. 1210WPHT.com. Kirk, did you get yours in yet? Did you rethink?
Yeah, for what?
Need another one. A power couple.
Bill and Melinda Gates.
Oh, that's right. You have Bill and Melinda. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You were going to take Markle and
Yep.
I'm glad Henry took it off. That would be.
It was
really
right there. Yeah. Low hanging fruit. I mean, I'll try and come up with a better one as the show goes on here.
Okay. All right, there's a challenge. Let's find that Jeff Yass stuff because it was brilliant. I'm going to help. I'll start Googling up here. But there's billionaires, the Dells. Immediately, people saying, well, they're looking for an AI. Oh, stop it already. They were genuine yesterday and $6.25 billion. And you got to give some credit to Trump on this for drawing this type of thing. Because did you know, for years, they went to the Bidens. They've even said it publicly. We went to the Biden administration. We wanted to do this. Why in the world would you not do this? Who objects to this? Now, some people told me yesterday, oh, I don't want people having kids just to get $1,000. Oh, come on. Oh, come on. Stop it. All right. Why would the Biden administration not put this into play? Because it's not a big government plan. People wouldn't like that. Well, this guy's a billionaire. What's he getting out of it? And the thing that I hope is the way we're going to win, the more people understand how to save money, keep money, make money, they're not going to want to be taxed. They're not going to want to be over-regulated. 855-839-1210. Hey, by the way, Redfin, this is an alert to you, Henry, in the near future. High housing costs could lower birth rates. Yeah, I could see that happening.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So no place to go.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, this is not news, but it's stark to hear that. We got to do something about the housing crisis to open up more first-time home buyers. All right, phone lines, 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I'm Giordano's show. Welcome in 855-839-1210. All-time power couple. Celebrity couple, mismatched couple, you like them, you don't like them, whatever. Coming off Catherine Zeta-Jones and Michael Douglas and in a wrestling match with Scott Jennings. I'm serious. These a couple of columnists now say their sources say intense pressure at CNN. Somebody there is going to have to apologize for putting the kid into the ring. That's one of the things I like with their 10 o'clock show. You never know who's going to show up in there. My all-time wild card I would put into anything is Araldo. I mean, because you don't know what he's going to do. And Araldo will come over top of the table. He was with O'Reilly, yeah. Told me. Both of them were told me that off air and on air. They were going to punch each other. Yeah. Now, that is a great panel. But
what about Bill O'Reilly himself coming into
well,
that
room? Well, when Bill O'Reilly went after me, they said you can come after him once. I wouldn't do it the second time, though. It might be dangerous on his own show. When I had to put him on hold on his radio show when I was subbing in.
Oh, man.
Because he was attacking somebody. His manager told me, do not let him attack. It's on his own show. And I agreed with him on the attack. Then he said, well, you'll both be sued. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. Maybe you really can't stand this couple. Henry's is impossible to beat. Meghan Markle by herself. But I think Harry gets people. Imagine he was pitching in front of people, the president of ABC, to use his wife. You're a royal. Yeah. This guy from ABC is like, what? And he's begging the guy.
Yeah, Meghan seriously. To, yeah. Like,
God, and the show that they have her do, can you imagine the people, the crew?
That had to stage everything for her.
Yeah, can you imagine the crew behind her back or even in front of her face going, oh, my God. It's obnoxious in a way that is not even...
They're the faces of entitlement.
Yes. It's not even like someone competent, the Devil Wears Prada or something.
Yeah.
All right, she's competent. She's obnoxious. This is just obnoxious and entitled. The worst. Speaking of which, this is Cut 29. Corey DeAngelis is brilliant, bringing down the public school unions and their nonsense. This guy is on Zoom calls. He knows. He sniffs it out. So this is a Zoom call of teachers, and they're trying to detonate the bomb, which is having males in female sports, which is, and it's starting up again in the lame duck session. In December, a group of women petitioned Big Mouth Matt Bradford Cowart, who won't come back on the show out there in Montgomery County, who apparently runs Pennsylvania. Listen to this teacher try to say, why are these people so upset with boys or men in girls' sports? It's not the Olympics. Listen to this guy.
This is about K-12 sports, like school sports, not Olympic athletes that have been training and specializing since they were two. This is about public school sports. So, like, making sure that messaging is also very clear, that it's not the professional level sports that you're, like, hearing about on the news that we're talking about. We're talking about middle school volleyball.
Oh, my God. So, Henry, your competitive instincts, you want to find this guy, right? You're producing right now. And yeah. What about the women's movement? What about young women playing high school or eighth grade or whatever, they just love their sport, want to compete, maybe get a scholarship. Who knows?
Yeah.
They have to hear this guy at just volleyball.
Yeah, and then they're the ones who have to go out there and get humiliated and then home later and be like, well, I guess it's time for algebra homework and thinking about that loss.
And what he's saying is, let's use this as the message. Buddy, go right ahead. Yeah. Be the messenger. Well, you know, this is not an Olympic sport.
Yeah, these kids aren't Olympians. They're just kids.
Yeah. How they try and try and try, even the best, even as much as I like to debate and argue, I can't argue the other side. It's an impossibility. There is no win to it. They're not going to give it up. Just like I told you, the guy I was on Newsmax with saying, well, the lesson of yesterday's election in Tennessee is people want progressive. They'll show up for progressive. We want to get at Trump. This woman was almost criminal putting her in there, the baggage that she had. And just the look she has is spacey. If they had put an ordinary liberal in there, they might have been able to win in Tennessee yesterday. Which Republicans ought to listen to that side of it, what this is telling us for the midterms and what they have to do. And one of the things they have to do is, and they got to get Trump to do this, I'm a truth teller on this. If you don't like it, too bad. I want to win. Our mail-in ballot, early voting, all those things has to be ratcheted up again. In other words, backsliding. They had a huge lead. They were there for months. Activists, think of like a dozen Scott Preslers and the troops, millions of dollars. Getting people so that when you came to election day, the polling was indicating almost neck and neck. And the reason was they had already built up. Why do we do this? Why do we have to keep on convincing people? That's one of my fears going into the midterms. All right, let's go to Jane. And Jane is in the Northeast, and Jane's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jane.
Hi, how are you, Dom?
Good, Jane.
I'm making my Bissells and listening to you at the same time.
Oh, I love Bissells because you can meet 100 of them, give or take, and not gain weight. They seem to be just, there's nothing in them that would make you gain weight.
That's right. Anyway, my power couple would be George and Amal Clooney.
Okay.
You know, George has enough juice that he can write a letter to Biden telling him to pull out of the race. And, you know, a lot of people, I guess, follow George for his politics. I know he's a good-looking man, but his politics stink.
Well, wait a minute. Would his looks overcome that?
I think in some cases it does.
Caller of the day, Pizzell's and that. Wait a minute, is that Agatha, the crusty caller that the other day? And that's pretty good. Thank you, Jane. Jane's being honest. She's like a guy. Of course it would. If the woman is stunning. All right, like Meghan Markle is attractive. But on the scale of the depth of what she does, there is nobody that's ever lived that's that attractive.
Right, yeah.
That's the way to look at it. For 5 minutes, you might say, yeah, but then you're thinking your whole life, what is this guy thinking? And then, you know, if the queen mother, who's almost sainted for her good sense
right,
and all that,
yeah,
if she says, get this woman out of
here. She's on the money. Her, and it's
imagine she sees Meghan Markle coming. What did I do wrong?
My grandson. One of my two grandsons. Where did I go wrong?
Yeah, exactly. All right. Then Bonnie Prince. Well, there's no prince anymore. Bonnie King Charles. Oh. All right, 855-839-1210. We got Jeff Andrew in the on-deck circle. I'm going to ask him about Tennessee, but he is really internally with the Republicans pushing back and saying, we got to come up with something better on health care. And apparently, they don't want to listen. We'll talk to Colonel Alan West a little bit later as this story continues. And, you know, I think Hegseth did a better job yesterday in the cabinet meeting talking about this and talking about not knowing. It seems to be now it's breaking down the battle. If they were aboard the ship, you can hit it. If they're in the water, then you can hit them. That's why I'm going to ask Colonel West, rules of engagement. And he has been someone that's run against rules of engagement, as we know. So he'll have a lot to say about it. But don't forget, the man of the hour, Scott Jennings. Just get your tickets now, 1210WPHT.com. Still great seats, and I recommend get that meet and greet. You're going to love it backstage. Henry even making an appearance. Ro, Kirk filming all of it.
Yep.
There'll be the hair test there. Scott, what do you use on your hair, buddy?
I don't know if you saw on YouTube, Gary Stamps said, is Scott using a Flowbee to cut his hair?
Yeah, okay. Well, Dan was raving about his hair. Yeah, I don't get that. I'm not quite seeing the hair. There from
he's got
Scott.
Nice hair, yeah.
It's okay.
He's very
well
maintained.
Yeah, I think it's pretty well maintained. Yeah.
I mean, in order to move, you know, like sit back in your chair like that on CNN, it'll look good doing it. You got a hair that's in place.
Now, the hair that I've inspected in place that is one of a kind is standing at the Resolute desk. He was to my left, looking at Trump's hair and trying not to look out of the side eye. It's like viaducts, the back and forth in the hair, like the Romans could have done. And when it gets to this point right here, like an arrow, that's when it's bad. Yeah. He still has hair, though. Otherwise, he wouldn't. All right. 855-839-1210. Give us that couple to get on board. Talk Radio 1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Arrow. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Arrow uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. By the way, Spotify, Henry, I don't know if you do that. The Spotify wrapper, have you gotten yours yet?
Yeah, I was looking through it this morning.
Oh, good. All right, I'm going to come to you on that because I'm asking, what's the number one person most mentions on this show this year? I think I have the answer. And is there a word I might oversay?
Oh.
Now, this guy, because of the last name, the Van Drew part, and because we have him on so much, I'd love to talk with him. He's in the top 10 in my mind. Let's go to Congressman Jeff Van Drew on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Congressman, welcome in today.
I appreciate you having me, and as long as it's not the 10 most wanted list.
Well, if you remember the guy Gottheimer who got dumped in the primary against old Mikey, he got caught, and he was trying to fix it by putting Springsteen in on his most listened to songs, et cetera, over the course of the years. Politics is tough business, but when you got to falsify Spotify, man, it's tough in Jersey.
It is tough in New Jersey, and it's crazy. And of course, none of it, Matt, so much of what they kind of estimate is important is not. You know, what's important in Jersey, by the way, is important in most states to one degree or another. Jersey particularly, I was just talking about it for the folks that are listening from Jersey or know people in Jersey, and there's a lot of folks out there. We have something in New Jersey where the gas tax automatically increases
right
when gas prices drop. Now, that's real nice. So, you know, some things are working. You know, eggs went down, certain costs mm-hmm. went down, and gas went down. But in Jersey, we want to, the politicians want to make sure you're screwed no matter what. And so if the gas prices, God forbid, go down, we're going to tax you some more. We're going to put some more tax on it.
Well,
you know, and they'll say to create a steady stream of revenue. But then once again, New Jersey people are screwed. And by the way, Atlantic City Electric, which is the main provider for the southern half of the state, once again has the temerity, I can't use the real words, the chutzpah is another word I could use, to say they want yet another increase. I mean, I'm going to do a letter and a release. I'm saying to the existing governor and to the governor-elect, man, you said you were going to do something about this. You better do something because people are getting very, very, very tired of it. And it's everywhere, you know, and I'll shut up in a second here. But you and I on your show have so often talked about what is now, you know, the catchword is the affordability issue, which in plain English means stuff costs too much, taxes are too high, tolls are too high, fees are too high. We're paying too much to be, in New Jersey's case, a sanctuary state for all the things we have to do that. And for all the other changing curricula in schools, new books, new computers, for the new curriculum that kids are learning stuff they never need to know at that age. We're paying for sex change operations, which they would like to do in state prisons, which they haven't done yet, but that all costs money. Come on, man. People are tired. They're worn out. Stop it.
Well, and with that as a prelude, you're right on a couple of things. One, it looks like Mikey Sherrill wants to jump the sales tax and do it now, so it's not on her watch, to 7%.
I just, government, big burgeoning government, has a voracious appetite that is never squelched, it's never stopped. For just more and more. You could make the sales tax 20%. Of course, I would obviously oppose that. I want to make sure I make that clear.
Yeah, Jack got caught up in that. Yeah.
Right, exactly. They use that in a quote. Yeah. I do not support that. But whatever, and it still wouldn't be enough. It's never enough, Dom. It's never enough. You know, I've got information. We're going to have a hearing next week about what was commonly called Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, and the subsidies. And I've been one that says how god-awful it is and it must be replaced. It's just a matter of when and how. In the short term, if we had to continue it, like I said, it's not the taxpayer and the American patient and Americans' fault that this stuff happened with Obamacare. It's the politicians' fault. But I've got information. Do you know that the same Social Security number is receiving multiple benefits from multiple states? You know that, you know, the GAO did a study and they actually tested how much the premium tax credit was working, and they went for non-existent applicants who didn't really exist to get approvals. They got the approvals and the money was sent. And
yeah,
they didn't
exactly
have any proof that. There's millions, maybe billions of dollars that's just going down the toilet bowl and going to people that don't deserve it. The shame is, the answer is not to just completely let it die and cut it, because there are also good people who only insurance they could get was that. Mm-hmm. And that's what I worry about. And I'm always in that in-between position, Dom, of trying to, you know, again, to be, as I've said to you, a conservative, but a populist conservative, and there is such a thing. We don't want to hurt the good people who are breaking their back working every day.
Well, to that point, the Tennessee general election yesterday, I'm going to talk about that, but also it's working what you're doing, because people that are reasonable reporting in the news, they're always reporting, I see reports, that Jeff Andrew is a voice telling Republicans, we got to do something on health care. We got to do better on this. We have to formulate a plan for people, but also for the midterms. And if not, that's going to be what we get killed by.
It's going to be one. These elections, many of them, especially with some of the redistricting going on, are going to be won and lost by a point or two, and in some cases less. This is going to be razor thin. And this is an off year, and it's a midterm. So let's not be selfish, Republicans. Let's help our colleagues that maybe come from a state like Pennsylvania. Not everybody's from Texas and Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, while not betraying our principles, because I never am for that, and you know that I stick by that, at the same time, let's not be selfish and work with these people and help them. And you just hear, I'll hear statements, even some from leadership, like, no, we're not doing anything on that. Even the president, who hates Obamacare, talked to him last week, less than a week ago, for a half hour about the whole issue. He, like me, hates it, but would like to see the House do something, would like to see the Senate do something, because once again, the president, love him or hate him, does not want to hurt hardworking regular folks. And so for that reason, I'm telling you, I really am concerned about it. Not for me. I know how to win. I'm going to work real hard. I'm going to do my thing, and we're going to win my district. But I'm worried about my other people, because we're going to let, forgive me, I'm going to be very blunt, we're going to let the weirdos in. Because they'll run on the affordability issue, but Dom, when they get in, they're going to do weird, perverse, bizarre, unnatural, unhealthy stuff. I don't know what else to say.
Something, too, I think of you right away because of your subcommittee, and you really get on a topic and get to the bottom of it. Have you noticed, we were told, our listeners, and I think I talked with you about this, the real ID and getting the real ID, how to do it, it was hoop after hoop. Now they've turned around and say, you can still fly, you just have to pay $45. We're concerned about terrorists. So when you voted, when this came up, and I know it came up a long time ago, did you think the real ID was going to prevent terrorists from being able to fly? And if so, now they can just get $45 and they don't need it.
You said it well. Worse than that, in some states like California, they're giving CDLs. You guys, I mean, when you're driving an 18-wheeler, you better know what the hell you're doing. Something I couldn't do, by the way. I would, man, I don't know how those guys do it, those truck drivers hauling those things around, right? They have people in California and other states as well that failed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 times and more the CDL test, and they still granted them CDLs. They can't read English. They don't know what the signs mean. And in some cases, they've killed people. So it's okay for them. Mm-hmm. But meanwhile, good Americans trying to obey the law, trying to do the right thing, bust their – and let me tell you, it's not fun having the right proof of ID. This is good. That's not good. This is good. You know what I mean? But it was to make us safer. And then it doesn't matter if we're safe or not because you're going to spend $45. I'm not sure I understand what that means.
Absolutely. So the Tennessee results coming in, I did Newsmax right before talking with you. The Democrat strategist, his lesson was, we got to run progressives like this woman. The more progressive, the better. That's what people want. That's my prayer. That's what I'm lighting candles for every day. If they do that, we're going to do really well in the midterms.
You and I are at the votive stand kneeling together lighting those candles. You're exactly right. You are exactly right. But there are some people in their party that are getting it now. Now, whether their intensity and perversity will make them still go the other way, I don't know. If I was their consultant, and I don't even like saying it loudly, but they know it, I would say forget all that other stuff. But by the way, let me step back for a second. Mikey Sherrill's people ran a good campaign. Last month to 6 weeks, they put her in a corner, nothing to say, nothing to do. She was kind of hiding out, and they ran this campaign on the 10% sales tax and how expensive everything is. She is the cause of everything being so expensive. She is the problem. They create chaos. And then they come and they say they will cure the chaos that they've created.
Exactly.
So he would have still won. That's a Republican district in a Republican state. But I said I was in an interview just yesterday. I said he's going to win. I said it's just a matter of how much. I'd love to see double digits. It was damn close to double digits in the end. But it still should be a lesson to Republicans. Got to be a little careful. People are, really concerned about the cost of stuff, and they're hearing some things they don't like. So we have to get our act together as Republicans. And you're right. Pray that they go on to all the social change and all the change in America that they want, which will make us a much weaker country. If they do just the affordability thing, then we've got even more of a race.
Absolutely. Congressman, thank you very, very much. We'll be watching your subcommittee, et cetera. Thanks for joining us today.
Dom, always appreciate. Take care. Be safe.
Congressman Jeff Van Drew here on Talk Radio 1210. So the strategist I was on with, I was thought, oh, this is going to be tough. They came closer. Look, these people want to get at Trump. It was enormous, the turnout for an off-year election. But in the end, it is a red district. They came out pretty substantially. But their takeaway is, look at this, how well this progressive did. If they had put in a moderate liberal, they might have been able to win. So let's hope. That's what they're telling each other, because I think that's the strongest part of their party right now. They think they're going to win no matter what, so they want to win with the squad. They don't want to win just with your garden variety liberals. And this woman, the baggage was incredible, just incredible. All right, side question today. hit his. I'm watching something too over in Delaware County. We see a guy, I think, that ran for office that we might have on tomorrow. The Delaware County people now, I think it's tomorrow. Is that when they vote? I think their meeting is on Thursday. They're setting up a group that will fine you $500 if the speech they say is hateful or out of bounds speech, like a human relations group. So this guy, Henry, I sent it to you, right?
Yeah.
He's proposing to say all these wild things, and he thinks he would be fined over $69,000 for what he has in his briefcase. Would they really do that? We got to get him on. We can't say what he's going to say, per se, but, you know, we'll maneuver that. He's challenging other people to join him. Will Delaware County fine you? And when are these suburban communities going to wake up? How in the world are you putting people in power that want to do this? We'll have more on that tomorrow. But your calls right now. Hit us with that all-time couple. And it's stunning to me that the Douglases and their handlers don't get it. The more they do this, the worse it is for their kid. They say, he's never been treated like this. What in the world? Can you imagine this guy coming out to play in South Philly? Oh, my God, after living in Beverly Hills. 855-839-1210. Jump on board. And don't forget Scott Jennings, almost said Pressler. Scott Jennings, our guy. 6 days from now, it's going to be a fabulous event at the Colonial Theater, the meet and greet. We got to do the hair thing now, too, after Dan's bloviating that. Just get into 1210WPHT.com. Get your tickets. Get the meet and greet. You get the book, the meet and greet. You get the Christmas ornament. It's a great deal. 1210WPHT.com.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.